Welcome to day 13, moving for balance. We all know exercise is good for our bodies, but it also does wonderful things for the mind and spirit. At its best, exercise, whether it's a brisk walk or a focused run or an hour of yoga, can shift our awareness. Exercise can also help us feel open and alive, rebalance our perspective, help us experience all aspects of ourselves in harmony. Through exercise, we improve our mood, our self-image, enjoying greater health and well-being. So today's discussion from Deepak focuses on movement and brings us back to the concept we talked about earlier in our time together, how the body is the vehicle for our beautiful souls. So let's get comfortable and listen to Deepak tell us how moving our body brings balance back into our lives. Then he'll lead us into our daily meditation.
Originating in India about 5,000 years ago, yoga is a science, a philosophy, and a way of life. The word yoga comes from the Sanskrit yuj, which means to unite. Yoga then means union, the union of mind, body, and spirit, and the connection between individual and universal consciousness. Yoga includes movement, meditation, and an overall perspective on the world that emphasizes love, generosity, honesty, and compassion. In the West, however, the most commonly recognized way yoga is practiced is through a series of poses or asanas. Asana in Sanskrit means seat, and the steady practice of asanas not only enables us to develop balance, strength, and flexibility, but it ultimately offers a good seat for the soul within the vehicle of the human body. From this prime position, we are then better poised for spiritual growth. Beyond asana practice, today's yoga can encompass any activity that helps bring that sense of peace and union into our lives. Dancing, swimming, cycling, walking in nature, all can be moving meditations which allow us to experience the richness of the outer world, strengthen our cardiovascular systems, release endorphins, and clear our minds. The ultimate purpose of yoga, in all its forms, is to enliven awareness and expand our understanding of the true self. Regular practice offers us opportunities to experience every part of ourselves with compassion and awareness. When all aspects of our humanity, physical, intellectual, and spiritual, work in union with one another, our lives, like our bodies, become balanced, vital, and whole. As we begin our meditation practice, let's consider our centering thought. I am flexible, powerful, and balanced. I am flexible, powerful, and balanced. Now, let's begin. Please get comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath, inhaling and exhaling, slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more relaxed. Introduce the mantra, Om Varunam Namah. Om Varunam Namah. My life is in harmony with cosmic law. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Om Varunam Namah. Continue with your meditation. At the end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell, letting you know when it's time to stop. Om Varunam Namah. Om Varunam Namah. Just silently in the mind. Om Varunam Namah. Please release the mantra. Inhale and exhale slowly and allow some time to rest. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Throughout your day, contemplate the centering thought. I am flexible, powerful, and balanced. I am flexible, powerful, and balanced. I am flexible, powerful, and balanced. Namaste.